Imagine standing in a crowded room and feeling an inexplicable pull toward someone you've never met. Your rational brain literally powers down, creating the neurological equivalent of rose-colored glasses. This isn't poetry, it's neuroscience. When attraction strikes, our higher brain steps aside, explaining why love has been described as temporary insanity throughout human history. What makes the science of attraction so compelling is how it bridges evolutionary biology with modern dating, showing how ancient programming influences everything from our dating app swipes to our unconscious body language. When we strip away the trappings of modern dating, luxury cars, revealing clothing, impressive homes, we're left with biological triggers that have worked for thousands of years. These signals are hard-coded in our genes to identify traits indicating a good biological partner. Yet human attraction transcends pure biology. Elderly couples remain deeply in love long past reproductive years. And brain imaging reveals fascinating neurological changes during attraction. Reduced frontal cortex activity, diminished fear responses, and a flood of chemicals similar to those found in people with obsessive-compulsive disorder. Attraction follows a universal chronological flow identified by evolutionary psychology. First comes health, physical appearance and vitality signaling sexual viability. This includes markers of genetic fitness, clear skin, symmetrical features, healthy body mass, and youthful traits. We make these unconscious assessments within milliseconds of seeing someone. Second is status, determining if someone can fulfill their expected biological gender role. This encompasses social standing, ambition, leadership qualities, and lifestyle compatibility, not just financial resources. Status markers vary culturally, but typically include education, career trajectory, and demonstrated competence. Third is emotion, the chemistry and psychological connection creating romantic love. This stage involves bonding hormones like oxytocin and dopamine that create attachment. Key factors include shared humor, intellectual stimulation, and that ineffable spark. Fourth is logic, the rational assessment of long-term compatibility in values, goals, and lifestyle. This evaluates alignment on children, religion, politics, and money management. Research shows couples with shared values report significantly higher relationship satisfaction. Nonverbal cues comprise 55 to 93% of communication, especially powerful in flirtation. Understanding body language helps you project and recognize attraction before words are exchanged. Attractive body language signals availability through uncrossed limbs, direct torso orientation, smiles, and eye contact, suggesting openness and decreased rejection risk. This welcoming posture makes you more appealing as humans naturally gravitate toward opportunities with higher success probabilities. Fertility signals differ by gender. Men project dominance through triangle-shaped posture, broad shoulders tapering to a narrower waist while occupying space and maintaining deep eye contact. Women emphasize hourglass figures with graceful movements that accentuate curves, including lip biting and hair flipping, which signal reproductive health. Eye contact's power lies in quality rather than quantity. Optimal contact lasts 3 seconds before breaking and re-engaging. Studies show it makes us appear more dominant, warm, attractive, competent, trustworthy, and emotionally stable, qualities associated with social success. Touch powerfully transforms platonic relationships into romantic possibilities. Even subtle contact, a brush on the shoulder or lingering handshake, breaks through mental barriers and speaks directly to our evolutionary instincts, bypassing verbal filters. Breaking the touch barrier between acquaintances is crucial. While friends touch in predictable ways, touching beyond this threshold signals attraction. Studies show appropriate touch increases compliance, builds trust, and creates positive associations. Research identifies 3 categories: friendly touching, handshakes, brief hugs, plausible deniability touching, ambiguous contact creating wonder about intentions, and nuclear touching, deliberate contact with intimate areas. Strategic touching demonstrates boldness and comfort with sexuality while signaling clear interest. Plausible deniability touching creates uncertainty by entering someone's personal space with a reasonable excuse, like removing an eyelash. This keeps you on their mind and builds romantic tension. The most effective approach combines plausible deniability with occasional nuclear touching, creating a push-pull dynamic that drives attraction. Playing hard to get works by leveraging fundamental psychological principles. Creating scarcity elevates desirability, as research confirms that uncertainty during pursuit increases perceived value. Studies show participants rated potential partners more desirable when interest levels remained unclear. The economics model of dating treats the person playing hard to get as supply and the pursuer as demand. Manipulating perceived availability increases demand, similar to luxury brands maintaining exclusivity. When someone invests effort to earn your attention, they unconsciously value you more due to effort justification. Uncertainty amplifies attraction more than clear mutual interest. Research found women were most attracted to men whose feelings remained ambiguous, even more than men who openly expressed interest. This pleasure of uncertainty works because unresolved situations command attention and trigger dopamine release, keeping our thoughts returning to the person. Attraction psychology shows that intermittent reinforcement, alternating between attention and distance, creates stronger emotional bonds than consistent behavior, similar to gambling's addictive mechanics. However, this strategy requires balance. Too much distance breaks connection entirely, while too much availability eliminates the scarcity effect. Flirting expresses romantic interest implicitly. While children flirt through obvious teasing and play, adults use subtler approaches. Research shows successful flirtation follows a three-stage script. 1. Approach. Initial contact is crucial. Men prefer side approaches while women prefer frontal approaches. Genuine smiles, showing teeth and eye wrinkles, and expressive eyebrows significantly increase success. 2. Synchronization. Once the approach is accepted, bodies align, facing each other, with matching energy and movements. This establishes rapport through mirrored body language and tone. 3. Touch. The final stage begins with physical contact. When touch is well received, it creates positive feedback, encouraging further contact, potentially leading to intimacy. Following this sequence is critical. Attempting to skip stages typically fails. This script essentially defines how rapport builds between strangers. Even before speaking, your walk broadcasts powerful signals about your attractiveness. Research shows people make snap judgments from minimal visual data, particularly gait. Studies reveal that stronger walkers are consistently rated more attractive. We're remarkably bad at predicting what we'll actually find attractive in others. Research consistently shows a gap between stated preferences and real-world choices. A Northwestern University speed dating study confirmed this disconnect. Participants showed virtually zero overlap between their stated preferences and who they actually found attractive. This occurs because psychological distance causes us to think abstractly about hypothetical partners, while face-to-face encounters prompt concrete evaluations. When imagining future partners, we focus on broad qualities like successful or cultured, but in real interactions, we respond to specific traits like someone's laugh or how they make us feel. Despite our confusion about personal preferences, certain universal attraction triggers exist across cultures. Excitement works through misattribution of arousal. People attribute physiological arousal from thrilling activities to their companion. In landmark studies, men crossing a scary suspension bridge were twice as likely to call an attractive researcher afterward than those crossing a stable bridge. Gender differences impact attraction too. Men typically experience spontaneous arousal, while women experience responsive arousal. For women, feeling desired is crucial. Perceiving themselves as irresistible significantly increases their arousal. Attraction emerges from a complex interplay of biology, psychology, and circumstance, rather than something we can fully control. Understanding these mechanisms helps us create conditions where authentic connections flourish naturally, allowing our natural chemistry to either ignite or fade without resistance.